So, explaining to any sexual friend why I like sex, why I do it in the first place, what I like about doing it, what it does for my relationships. First of all, good on you for asking. I agree that desire is very much taken for granted. For me, desire is very intrinsic to my self-identity. I've always been a very, I cringe a little at the word, but a very sensual person. I'm very motivated by sensory stimulation, or the lack thereof, or having too much of it, or too little of it, or whatever. I just feel a lot more intensely than I think is normal, or that my body can handle, maybe. Maybe I feel a normal amount, but I can handle less. I don't know, I suppose that's tangential, but I was the only girl growing up in my family. There are other older siblings, but they didn't grow up with us. Two brothers, one older, one younger, and a mother who subconsciously, but very much, prefers the male point of view, values male or masculine attributes, just is very much, I guess you could say, a product of the patriarchy. So all of our values as a family were very much traditionally masculine. And that includes the way I viewed my own body and my own value and my interests. If something was too girly, I didn't want to admit that I liked it or whatever. And I learned very early on that the way to meet men on their own level was to do so sexually. Was to be very sexually desirable and sexually independent. So I think that's where a lot of it comes from. I also experienced puberty very early, probably around eight years old. So I guess part of it is just physical, hormonal, and part of it is the conditioning. So I guess to finish the thought, over the course of my life, the positive feedback that I got from sexual interaction fed into my desire. And for me, it's a way to meet people sort of on equal terms. I guess it's sex has more to do for me with friendship or with an equal exchange of energy than romantic interactions or even typical friendships. I think I'm probably aromantic. I still haven't completely figured that out. But I know that the sort of usual pair bonding has never made a lot of sense to me. And I guess no interest in pair bonding combined with a significant interest in making sexual connections. And I'm really, I don't know. Just non-monogamous. I don't know. That's all stuff that I still haven't figured out. But anyway, I'm gonna leave that there because I think I'm getting a little distracted, wandering off. But what does it feel like to want touch? For me, to want it is so much better than to not want it, because you can't escape it. There's always, people are always going to want to be close to you, they're always going to want to touch you, they're always going to, you know, it's going to happen accidentally. That's how we make a lot of our connections with other humans, is through touch. Either from obvious things like handshakes or high fives or whatever, or down to entraining to someone's heartbeat if you're sitting or sleeping next to them. people held us as babies. But I have not wanted those things. And it was awful because I felt so distant and just repelled by just being awake. You can't escape any of it. And then guilty on top of it, because people take it personally if you don't want to touch them or be touched. To want it is... God, I love it. Because you can always touch yourself, and that's great. And then if you can gratify that want or that need, like, what could be better than the kind of satisfaction, right? Like, to have any strong want gratified. I guess that's all it is. It's just a particular kind. What do I get out of it? I'm guessing we mean get out of sex with another person, because the next one is why not just masturbate. I guess it's, I mean, for me personally, it's validating. It means I'm okay, I'm not wrong, I'm not, like, I'm not repulsive. It means I have value, going back to the whole growing up feeling like a sexual object thing. Because it just means that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. And there's an element of control, either submitting to control or exercising control. And it doesn't have to be too literal, just being able to give someone pleasure, being able to make them make those noises, or to squirm, or making a guy hard, or making a girl wet, or making someone moan, making someone give you positive feedback that's, like, hopefully they're as into it as you are. Why not just masturbate? There's no feedback. My husband actually puts it that the only reason he really enjoys sex is it's like a feedback loop. You're feeding into each other's energy. You don't... When you masturbate, you can... Like, I don't always feel this way, but I know he does. I know a lot of people do. It can be just draining. You can just be throwing your energy out there, and then... you're tired, or you feel kind of like, eh. And if you're, a lot of people, and I used to experience this, I don't anymore, if you're watching porn, like, right after you come, like, it really pushes you to that point, but then all of a sudden you're just like, ugh, there's this just, it's just kind of an icky feeling sometimes, and obviously sex could do that, but hopefully the vast majority of the time it doesn't leave people feeling like that. I don't experience that with porn anymore. I definitely don't experience it with sex. I'm sure I could if I had sex with either the wrong person or under the wrong circumstances, but you're getting something back. Like, it's an exchange. That was a lot of words to say. Just that it's giving and receiving at the same time. And I feel like it can sort of elevate both of you, energize both of you, like, you can amplify one another. What does it do for your relationships? It certainly changes the nature of them. I kind of wish it didn't, because in my mind, it's not that... Going back to the confusion about my romantic status, I've never been very good at distinguishing between admiration and attraction and affection. I feel them sort of indiscriminately for people. If I like someone, I would probably fuck them. I don't know. I suppose from the ground up, I was raised to think it was very important. It was also very taboo in my house. We didn't ever directly speak about sex. So it had a lot of appeal. Before I experienced it, I put it off for a very long time. I didn't lose my virginity until I was 22. I have had very few partners. In terms of traditional penis and vagina, God, I hate the way that sounds. Traditional heterosexual cisgender intercourse, I have had one partner. So I don't have a ton of experience in the most explicit of ways, but I've always been very affectionate and a tremendous flirt, so, and very interested in people and sex. So I guess in other ways I have a lot of experience to draw on. So if I were to say something like, I don't know if I'd ever say I want to touch you or anything, I'd probably say I want to suck your cock or something like that, or like lick you. I say I want to lick people a lot, I don't know. It's a sensual urge. It's the desire to taste something or feel something because that thing has proved comforting or enjoyable to me in the past. I don't know. I suppose there's not a good rational reason, because it's not a rational thing. It's a different kind of urge. But I sincerely hope that you feel secure in your own desire or lack thereof, and don't feel like there's anything wrong with you for wanting to explore this, or for having doubts, or for not having desires. That's perfectly natural. So thanks for the incredibly interesting and unique prompt, and I hope you get some answers that give you what you're looking for.